Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ha'evan shall pia chavis. If there's a stone on top of a barrel and a stone is muksa, it's muksa machmas gufa, it has no use to a person on Shabbos, and it can't be moved on Shabbos. It's on top of a barrel, and a person needs to move the stone in order to be able to access the barrel of wine to get wine from the barrel. So he's not allowed to pick up the stone, which is muksa. Mata al tzida v'hinei felas. He can tilt the barrel on its side, and the stone will fall off of it, and then he can get the wine out of the barrel. Ha'isa b'ina chavis. If this barrel is amongst other barrels, and he's concerned if he tilts it and the stone falls and may damage other barrels around it, then magbia, he can pick the whole thing up, barrel with the stone on top, umata al tzida, and he can move it somewhere else and then tilt it on its side, v'hinei felas, and the stone will fall off in a safe area. Here, even though he's picking up the barrel with the muksa item on top of it, it's permitted because it has both a heter item, the wine, as well as the stone on the barrel that he's carrying together. So it's a busis, it's a platform for both a davar mutter and a davar aser, a permitted item and a forbidden item. And over here, where he doesn't have the option of tilting it off, there are rabbanan allowed for him to have this leniency to pick up the whole thing with the wine and the stone. Ma'is sha'al hakar, if there's money on top of a pillow and he wants to use the pillow and the money's muktza, noyer asakar v'hein neflis, he can shake off the pillow and the money will fall off. The Rav explains over here that there's a condition that these two cases where the stone was on top of the barrel or the money on top of the pillow, he's only allowed to tilt the barrel or the pillow to shake off the muksa item only if, when the muksa item was placed there, it was not with the intention that the muksa item should remain there for Shabbos. If his intention was that it should remain there for Shabbos, then the barrel or the pillow will become a busis, a platform that's holding muksa, and the halacha of a busis is that it also retains the same muksa status as the muksa item on top of it. And if it became muksa as a busis in the beginning of Shabbos, it would remain that way, and the barrel itself, the pillow itself, would be muksa and forbidden to move, and there would be no etza, no solution for him. It's only in a case where he forgot the stone or the money there, but they were not intentionally left there for Shabbos. Haisa alav lishleshes. If there was something dirt or dirtiness on top of the pillow, and he wanted to clean it off on Shabbos, so here the Mishnah discusses the halachas of malabing, clean laundering on Shabbos. Mekancha besmartered, he can wipe it with a rag, and this is a dry rag, but he can't use liquid, he can't pour water on the pillow, or use a wet rag, because the liquid being used to clean the pillow would be an issue of laundering, malabing. Haisa shel ar, if the pillow was made of leather, which doesn't absorb water, then naisnan alah mai machatichla, you can pour water onto the filth until it clears away. And this is not a problem because laundering is only an issue with material that will actually absorb the water. The issues of laundering, of putting water on it, are only if it absorbs water. Other types of laundering, like stiff rubbing, may be issues. But pouring the water on it alone is not a problem on a material that does not absorb water. Mishnah Gimel. Veishamai Imrim. Veishamai says, Magbim min ha-shulchan. One can pick up from the table atzameis uklipin, bones and shells that were left on the table. The Rav explains this is specifically if they're still fitting to be eaten by animals. So then they can be picked up. They're not muksa because they're still edible for animals. They can be picked up and removed off the table. And they're not muksa just because they're no longer fitting for people to eat. Beis Hillel says that's not allowed to pick up by hand these bones and shells. Rather, Naitalas Atavla Kula Umanara. He has to pick up the entire board of the tabletop and shake it and shake those muksa items off, the bones and shells. We still holds, even though it's fitting for animals, but it only became animal food on Shabbos, because before that it was people food. This is the leftovers. And it only became animal food on Shabbos, and that's an issue of noilid, something that was created on Shabbos, and that itself becomes muktza. So according to the second opinion here, he can't actually, with his hands, pick up the items. He's got to shake it off by shaking the table. The Rav says that the Gemara flips around the opinions. So really the first opinion, the more lenient one, is really Beis Hillel, And the second opinion is really Beis Shammai, which has ramifications in halacha. We paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. The Mishnah continues, Mavirin Milfnei HaShulchan. The Mishnah lists other things that could be removed from the table following the first opinion in the beginning of the Mishnah, things that are still fitting for animals to eat. Perurin Pachas Mikizayis, pieces of bread that are smaller than a kizayis, olives volume, that are still fitting for animal food. Or Seyar Shalafunim, the pods of chickpeas, Viser Shaladashim, the pods of lentils. All these things can be moved, can be picked up by hand and moved off the table, Mipneshu Maichel Behema, because they're animal food, they're still fitting for animal food and they're not muksa. The Mishnah shifts to discuss a different halacha, Svaig, the halacha is regarding a sponge. So a wet sponge has the issue of schita. When wiping with it and applying pressure, it will squeeze out liquid. And schita, it's a told of dush, of threshing. One is not allowed to squeeze out the liquid from the sponge. Im yesh loy or beis achiza, if it has a leather handle, then mekankanbay, we can wipe with it. Because he can hold on to the leather handle tight, and that won't cause the squeezing of any liquid. And then he can gently rub the sponge on the surface that he wants to clean. And it's not a psik resha, it's not definite that liquid will be squeezed out. Vimla, but if it doesn't have a leather handle and it's just a sponge, ein mekan chabay, but he can't wipe with it. Because when he grips it with his hand, it's a psik resha, it's definite that he's going to squeeze out some liquid, and that's the issue of schita. The Chacham say another halacha regarding the sponge, benkach benkach nitro b'shabbos. Whether it has a leather handle or not, it could be moved on Shabbos. And this is because it's considered a kli, and it would depend. If it has a handle, so it's a leather handle, it's permitted to use on Shabbos, so it's a kli shemalate leheter, a kli that can be used for a permitted item, permitted purpose, and it can be moved around freely. If it doesn't have a handle, then it's not able to be used on Shabbos, so it's a muksa item, but it's a kli shemalate leheter, it's a kli, a vessel, a utensil, that's used for a forbidden purpose, and there it can only be moved with tzarech gufa yumukaymei for the needs of its space that it's taking up, or the use of it, if you have a permitted use to use it for. But there are cases that it can be moved around. And another halacha of einam mekabel tuma, it's not susceptible to contracting tuma. In order to be able to be mekabel tuma, not only does something need to be a kli, but it also has to be a receptacle that can receive something. It can hold like a bowl that can hold something within it. The sponge is not considered a receptacle like that. And although it's a kli, but it's not a kli that's mekabel tuma.